Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get shungite to the masses. You are entering the shungite zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Welcome to the Shungite Reality Show. We are taping on the 10th of March, 2026. We have a full house here. My name's Nancy Hopkins, and Mark Joseph is with me. And we have one of our frequent Cassie Lim. She comes on, I think, maybe this is the fourth or fifth show. And yep. She's the lady that wrote the book, Shungite, Expect Miracles. And if you haven't seen it, you can get it in Amazon. And I highly recommend it. My book, Shungite Reality, set up the stage of how we came into finding shungite and how we were able to develop different products based on what we found. But Cassie took it a lot farther than that. And you'll find a lot of scientific backup to stuff that we myself and Walt Silla had realized, but without doing the fancy testing. He's an energy guy, and I'm just, you know, I can feel energies, and so I'd see something happen. I'd say, Walt, this just happened. What could cause that? And he'd figure out a way of testing to see if we could repeat it. And then once we could repeat it, then we could see, well, how did that happen? Why did that happen? So it's the scientific concept, you know, process, but a little backwards, because normally they get these ideas and they say, well, shungite should be able to do this, and they try to test for it. No, we didn't know anything about it, so it was teaching us. And Cassie, she, by the time she got into writing her book, there was a lot of scientific exploration in shungite and the C60 molecule. So we have Dr. Joe, what is it? Whitaker?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And she's with us. And Kelly is with us, and those two work together. That's my understanding.
Yes.
And so, Cassie, why don't you just introduce these people, and how did you get all in touch with each other?
Hi, everyone. It's so lovely to be back. Yes, this is my fourth time back chatting with Mark and Nancy and sharing the journey that us in the UK have been on for quite some time. So we've got Susie from Alchemisty, who I met, we're coming up for about 8 years ago. And Susie, I found her a little Christmas fete around the corner from where I was doing some care work. And I said, Susie, have you heard of shungite? And she was like, no. And I said, here's a piece. Can we make some body care? So I said to Susie, oh, come on and say hi to everyone today. And then we're gonna meet Dr. Joe Whitaker and Kelly Hind, who I've met at the back end of last year. And I'll let them share their story. But what's ultimately starting to happen is we are now collaborating as a foursome. We've started making some products, some amazing pyramids and magnets, but with their compound and the silver activated compound all mixed together. And they're going to share today why that is so powerful and how they know it's so powerful. So and just to say, since my first book, Shungite Expect Miracles, I have now published two more. So we've got EMF poison to harmonized, and we've got water Poisoned to Purified. And thank you, Nancy, for your lovely foreword that got added to both of those. Yes, they're all available on Amazon and on orphimshungite.com on our website. So these two new books, we've pulled apart the first book, turned it into more of a myth-busting guide, so that you're not wading through the information, but just going straight to the common myths. And I'm either agreeing with the myth, dissolving the myth, and helping people understand why we're doing what we're doing. And just to share with everybody that one of our clients has had the compound sent over to the Bion Institute in Germany, who have done a very extensive triple blind testing process and have awarded it two certificates, one for 5G protection and the other one for performance enhancing. And I'm really looking forward to coming back in the future with Catherine, who I know you guys have had on, because me and Catherine in the background have been working on something very special, and we are really itching to share that with you. But that is all for another time. So, Susie,
Hi.
tell us about working with the Shungite in the body care.
Well, it's been a beautiful journey, really, since we met. And well, it was kind of we set our intentions to make we at first the balm and the soaps, and the balm was meant to be something that was going to be a rescued balm. As soon as you have it, it's happened. And all the intentions are put there, and the silver infused compound. And it's just been incredible, really, the stories. And when Cassie was saying to me about the blue flash, it occurred to me how, from initially the balm, it was just so brilliant for burns and bites and really sort of giving instant relief. It does seem to have upgraded because of all the other things people are coming back to that it's been helping. The soap as well. Energetically, people, I often go to festivals and things, and there are people doing Reiki and energy work all day. And I give them a little sample of soap because. And they'll be feeling exhausted and drained, and they use it, and it sort of just seems to clear their energy and energize them. So it's been, yeah, beautiful. Oh, hello. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, I was muted and I was waiting for Cassie to ask a
I
question.
was waiting for someone to step in.
No,
Sorry, but
so
yes. So, and we've moved on since then to quite a few other products as well. So we do a body butter, lip balms, the bath salts, and yes. So I mean, I've got a background in making organic purely from the plants and working with that energy. I work with essences and auras, sprays as well. So the water purifying aspect's amazing too. So all the soaps and the products that I use, the water, I use the shungite with that as well. And yeah, I'm moving on to making some aura sprays with Kelly and Joe as well, with Cassie.
okay, so
And yeah.
what kind of response have you got? So you did the salve, and then people started using it for anything that they see.
Yeah, I was at something called Portal to Ascension last year, and this lady came to me, and she'd suffered nerve damage, and she was saying that she'd been in pain for years, and she tried lots of different things, and I gave her a jar to try, and she came back and gave me a video response because she said literally within minutes of applying the salve, she had relief. So it's just really see, and with people suffering with sort of arthritic pain, they've been getting help with that. So it just seems to have upgraded as well as we go on with it.
So how did you get into this? What's your unique gift that was, given to you that you've been able to pass on to others?
It was, I mean, thankfully it's more mainstream now, but it was just trying to get people not to put chemicals on their skin and go with completely natural from the plant products. So I started making natural soaps and progressed from there and use and working with the plants. I'm a lot about the plants, and that's how I sort of moved from gardening to making products to working with essences and with the more with the plant spirit as well.
Susie, can you do me a favor and get a little closer to the mic or pay attention to the
Oh yes, sorry.
yeah.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you. So you just grew up in an area that is conducive to understanding using natural products in order to live better, correct?
Well, I've lived all over the place really, but I've always had a connection to the plants. I guess it started with the smells and the flowers and working with essential oils, aromatherapy, and then I moved into making the products and working with the herbs. So I could, ideally growing my own herbs. My garden's not that big now, but yeah, I like to wildcraft and find them.
Well, how did you come across shungite?
So shungite, I was at this lovely little fair, as you said, with the it was Chrissy's Owls, and I just did it to support the owls. And Cassie walked along, and she was just amazing. I could feel her energy straight away, and she said, "Oh, do you know shungite?" and sent me some, and set the intention that we were going to start working with making the soaps and the balm. And so we sort of formulated it together, set our intentions for it, and it's been, yeah, it's a quite a miracle balm, I think.
So you're very energy intuitive. What you're reading on shungite, what makes it special?
Well, it just everything I work with, it amplifies. It amplifies the effect, I believe. It's so harmonizing, and I just love working with it. It's difficult times, the UK. I don't know if I've got my shungite near me. It raises the vibration, and I call my skincare high vibrational skincare, so it's just made it next level.
The mic.
Sorry, yeah. So yeah, my products are high vibrational skincare, and it's raised that and brought them to a new level working with the shungite.
There's another connection, Susie. There's the connection of the cosmic trigger and the fullerenes.
Oh gosh. Oh yeah. Yeah, so I mean I'd the reading Cosmic Trigger when I was in my 20s and about Buckminster Fuller. So there were lots of cosmic connections when I met Cassie, especially she shares her birthday with Buckminster Fuller, who was someone that I followed. I didn't know about the fullerenes then, but yeah, it feels like lots of little cosmic connections that have brought me to this point in the path.
So what is it about the fullerene in specific that do you use any of those artificial fullerenes?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about artificial fullerenes. To me, the only fullerenes are in the shungite, but I believe, yes, I'm sure. I don't know what they use them for in labs. But
Well, a full NASA, our space agency, said that in 2019, I think, that the most prevalent molecule in interstellar space was the fullerene.
right.
But by then, the fullerene had been lab created in a with a bunch of, physicists thinking, well, what other molecules could exist We
Well,
don't.
I know I don't work with anything that was made in a lab.
I just want to, because there's a lot of people out there that have gotten behind this artificial shungite, and it's like I am so against it for a lot
Oh
of
gosh,
reasons,
no, I wouldn't go near
you
that.
know.
Oh, the
And
same with all my products. There's nothing artificial, no preservatives, nothing. I
yeah.
only use
So yeah,
what planet's given us.
the shungite that has the C60, you can't find C60 in anything on Earth. It's not a natural prevalent thing except in meteorites and one lightning strike that I know of in Colorado. But the fullerenes in the shungite, it's like it works with the matrix of the shungite in ways that are, well, now we know that virtually everything that's on the periodical chart of molecules is in shungite.
Right.
So when you get other thing, you know, other things, they're still going to be part of the shungite web because it's got everything in it. So when you pick up, let's say, you know, one of the herbs, okay, and you're working with a shungite, I mean, this, and Cassie can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but there's actually a quantum relationship that starts up because the vibrational effect of the herb that you're using, you know, the signature, its signature, is going to find compatible signatures within the shungite. And because of that, you start a resonance going between them. And so, yes, that's why they get more seemingly more powerful, is that they're actually working with that shungite in order to be able to get into a higher frequency, more of it. It's not so much higher, it's the same frequency, but there's more of it because they're working off of each other. And you know, the concept of, you can take a guitar, two guitars, and put them in the corners of the room, and if you if you strum one of the strings in the one of them, on the other side of the room, the second guitar will start to vibrate. And that's what we're talking about when you bring in shungite to other healing modality compounds. It's really based on a science. It's not woo-woo at all.
Not at
Oh yeah,
all.
I
And
can.
then with all healing modalities, it amplifies it. It's just amazing
Exactly.
for everything, you know, just wearing it, especially always keep it on
Yeah,
me.
I can jump in and add a little bit more of the science to that if you want. Yeah, so Dr. Henry Brew, who we've been working with, he's been measuring the compound through fabrics, and he's found the amplitude on the wave is increased. So exactly what you're saying, you know, the enhancement of those frequencies on the herbs. But yeah, it's now being documented in the lab, which is, you know, adding to more scientific data to verify what we've been feeling for all these years.
Well, when I was reading your book, you'd say, Nancy Hopkins said, and I'd go, oh my God, did she prove me right or wrong, you know? And you inevitably found some scientific explanation, accepted scientific rest, you know. But let's face it, the fact that we have been, all of us here have been drawn to shungite is goes beyond the science of 3D reality. This is a metaphysical thing. It's a connection that we make that, I mean, we didn't, maybe we made an agreement, but we've become shungite beings, you know? And then you find other people that may or may not know about it, but they're vibrating in a frequency that's compatible with shungite. So there's a real magic once you begin to work with shungite and work with the people that are also working with it. So I just find it to be, you know, expect miracles, hey, Cassie.
Indeed.
Indeed. Let's introduce Dr. Joe Whitaker and Kelly. You guys, I think, are going to really add something to this conversation because, so Kelly, you are a barometer for frequencies. What do you reckon to what we've been saying, Kelly? Let you unmute.
Sorry. Hi guys. So I'm no expert on Shungite, and listening to you guys just talking about that, I'm just like, wow, okay, I didn't know that. So you can tell I haven't read your book yet, Cassie, so I do apologize. However, I've worked with Shungite off and on over the, probably since, how it became really popular in 2020. Probably from then, and had like blocks of it in my house and things. And then I put it down and didn't really do anything with it. But it wasn't until I discovered yours, Cassie, it had a completely different frequency. And then when you were talking to me about it being silver activated, that was the definite difference. So the silver does something extra to it. And you will know the science behind it as I don't. I could go only by what I feel. So listening to what you guys are saying is very, very interesting. Do you feel different? Just a question to anybody, actually. Does anybody else feel the difference between the silver activated and normal shungite?
Yes.
As in energetics?
Yeah, well, actually, what happened was that when I started out with them, I was using shunga, silver wire to make the. And I'm talking on Skype with a friend of mine, and I said, "What's wrong with your pendant? Doesn't look right to me." And it was silver coated copper. And she said, "Oh, I wanted to tell you that. It's like the silver has left the wire." And I said, "Oh, okay." So I get with Walt. I tell him about this, and he said, "Well, that makes sense." And I said, "Well, why would it make sense?" He says, "Because that's why they like to use gold in computer soldering, because the silver migrates, so it'll leave the solder and move wherever it wants to go. So it's a known thing, I suppose you call it, about silver, that it migrates." But
Migrate.
nobody probably was trying to figure out, well, where's it migrating to? So once I knew that that was a thing, I said to him, well, how do we test this, what happened with the wire? And he says to me, colloidal silver. He said, I'll get back to you. So he took a jar of colloidal silver and he threw some nuggets in it. And within 12 hours, the colloidal silver, which had a slightly yellow look to it, was completely clear. And he smells it, and it smells like tutti frutti. Okay. It was the strangest thing. So I said, so now the silver that was the nanoparticles of silver in the colloidal silver is now in the shungite? And he said, yes, that's what I think is happening. He said, there's a silver, or there's a shine to the shungite now. And I tried to scrape it off my fingernail. It's not scraping off. And I said, send it to me. So he puts it in the mail and I get it. And I've got raw shungite in one hand and I've got the silver in the other. And oh my God, I can feel the difference immediately. And it just so happens that I had a phone not too far from me. And of course, we were at that time, we were using what we call the Bucky Band-Aid, and it was shungite stickers that you put on a phone. And the first thing it was my electric system, but also on the phones. And what I was feeling about the energies is that, yes, it was extremely effective with electricity. But with a Wi-Fi signal, it was making a change, but not one I was comfortable with. It wasn't set, it wasn't stable. So I took the silver nuggets, and of course I got the phone, and I can feel this discordant energy still coming off of it. And virtually by just holding into the Shungite silver and touching the phone, it shut it down. And I said, okay, now, so then I got into my, I call it second sighting. What just happened? And what happened was that when you've got an electric signal, it's a sine signal. It goes up and down and up and down and up and down. When you've got a Wi-Fi signal, it's actually called a square signal. So if you look at it, it's not up and down, it's a square. A square is formed instead of the rounded hills. And it's a more powerful signal, it's more structurally stable. And so the Shungite, and this was another thing about Shungite, is that the way I explain it, because it's the way I see it, is that it opens the door to the quantum. And when you got the raw Shungite, it pulses. So the door opens and shuts and opens and shuts and opens and shuts. Well, it works fine with a sine wave. It'll sync with it and completely, reverse it. But when you reverse the spin, okay, of the electric system. But when you've got the Wi-Fi, the door opens, hits the Wi-Fi signal, which is square, and it starts to reverse. But then as soon as the door shuts, boom, it bounces back. So I realized that with the silver saturated Shungite, the door to the quantum was not opening and closing, it was staying open. So that was able to then influence the Wi-Fi signal. It wasn't shutting and letting it bounce back. It was like until it flips. So that's the story of how we came to understand how fundamentally different the signal is when you add the Shungite silver. It's Shungite silver, and yes, you can get it from the doing ionization, but we've looked at all of this stuff underneath the electronic microscopes. And when you have the nanoparticles from the colloidal silver, you can see a difference, but you can't really, because it's nanoparticles, okay? So, but when you take and do it like Derek does, which is to take a tumbler, and to tumble with, he puts in the Shungite nuggets with a, I don't know, probably $1,000 worth of silver. And he, will tumble them for 3 days and then 6 days and 9 days. And every time you do it more, you get a whole different energy field. But the 3 day one is the one that works, is more compatible at the physical 3D body. That's why I recommend that anybody starting with it, they start with 3 day. The other is really nice. It does the same thing physically, but you get into a lot of other things. It's better not to completely overwhelm your energy system. It's better to start with just a 3 day. And when he tumbles it and you look under the microscope, now you can see particles of the silver embedded in the Shungite. It's beautiful for one thing, but there is a difference in the processing and what kind of they both work, but when you tumble it and you actually get the particles of silver interior to the Shungite, it's even more, in my opinion. So just something to think about there, but that's how I came across it, and of course now I don't even know how many people are really getting into the aspect of, I don't know, science. Cassie probably knows where the science is. I mean, science, I put that in quotes.
Yeah, I can add a little bit more to that. So with the project that we've been working on with Dr. Henry Brew, whose specialism is in making colloidals, he had a go, and he couldn't make it work, and he had to get our Richard back involved and said, I don't know what you, how you do it, but
the enhancement to people's physical effects actually work with Rich's solution, but they weren't working with Henry's. And I was recently reading about nano silver being positively charged, and with the shungite being negatively charged, this is where I'm thinking recently whether that attraction is really what's pulling them together. But recently, I put some of Rich's nano silver solution into the shungite cups. And what happened after a week was what looks like silver particles are coming through to the outside wall of the cup through the veins. And then when I put a load of the shungite beads into that nano silver mix, again, where the veins were, it was like the silver was traveling through the veins, which was really fascinating. So yeah, Dr. Joe Whittaker, you might have some thoughts on positive and negative charge. What do you reckon, Joe?
Yeah, I'm listening carefully to what you guys are saying, and yeah, for me, since detoxing my pineal gland, I see everything in terms of quantum fields, which are vortex fields, and I don't see, even though my physical, I've got a physical science background. So when you're talking about positive and negative charge, it depends, Cassie, on who's measured that. When that's coming from a chemist point of view, so. In the quantum world, everything is a field and it's a vortex field, and it's either going clockwise or anticlockwise. And therefore, maybe from what you're saying, especially as they integrate together, what you're looking at there really is a clockwise and an anticlockwise field, a bit like a screw and a wall plug, you know, interlocking and being together, which would make a lot of sense with what you've just said.
Oh, I like that. I like that analogy of them locking together. That's really special. Thank you, Joe.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the migration thing of silver doesn't seem to do the reverse once it's attached to the shungite. You know, I mean, if it did, then the shungite silver shungite, you know, it would lose the silver, but it doesn't migrate at anything except the shungite. It's like locked in.
It's locked in under the set circumstances that you've measured it. If you were to provide a stronger field, that might change. But in under the normal circumstances that you have measured this, then that is why they are attracted together.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, Joe, I was hoping you might talk a little bit about the grounding aspect of why the things that we're doing, like the products that you guys have developed and the things that we're doing, what that grounding aspect of how that takes the pain away, because I love how you talk about that.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, our work is also really in the quantum realm. We are able, through a technology that Kelly first of all invented called quantum frequency trace technology, are able to program hydrogen and oxygen, water, the smallest platonic solid that there is, and all materials and all elements from there on in. Water fits within it, and carbon and the fullerene molecule is very interesting as to what you've said, because our frequencies can basically be held within the matrix of shungite and sit within it and resonate. And because your biofield and your whole being is made of water and hydrogen and oxygen, water basically, and it is creating your experience, and some of that experience might be pain, for instance. If you can hold that frequency within you and create a harmonizing or cancellation frequency, the pain dissipates, it goes. Because really, pain is your biofield in certain places experiencing some dissonance, some, you know, knots of energy instead of it flowing.
So if you're able to return to the flow, then that's where the healing is. And that's typically what, energy healers do, but we don't always have like an energy healer, or humanity hasn't got to the point where everybody realizes they are an energy healer, right? So in the meantime, our technology, which brings in these quantum frequencies of hydrogen and oxygen within the platform and matrix of Shungite, is a very powerful combination, like a delivery matrix with its own resonant chamber. And I'm very, very interested to hear what you said today about the fact that all elements, and I would see them as all vortex fields or frequency chambers, are in there. And the water fits, and the programming of the water that we do fits very, very nicely within that chamber.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Joe.
Mark,
So
do you have any questions?
I'm not eager to hear what everybody has to say in terms of Shungite and their contributions. Thank you.
Mark is my second in command here. He's the one that really is. He came on board with just such a dedication to Shungite and to doing the radio shows, and I couldn't do this without him. I was listening to this woman who's a nurse, and it was on, we're going to do a show on it, I believe, Mark and I. But one of the things that she said as a nurse, she said, we've got all this ability to take all these vital, readings on people, but we can't measure pain. And that's why you have people, doctors and other practitioners and just people who dismiss pain. And she said, I felt like we were missing one of the big symptoms of something's wrong. And that even though we couldn't measure it, we certainly should pay attention to it. And I found that to be such an insight, because even though she realized that there was something happening that created the pain, that the human being experiencing it could say, yes, I'm in pain, but nobody could measure because they don't have the measurement capabilities of measuring the energies. If somebody's in pain, you could take some kind of a meter and say, okay, well, where's the pain coming from? Where is the signal that isn't working right? And you'd be able to know exactly, because I mean the pain can lead you to what the problem is, but sometimes you're feeling pain and the problem is in a different part of your body that's causing it. So even though I don't think she had a, it was energy, she wasn't talking energy so much, I mean some of it, but she stumbled on a very, very real part of 3D reality. You can't measure pain, so it doesn't exist. No, it's a fundamental aspect of energy healing. But I just wanted to pass that on because it's well, coincidence.
Well, something I've been thinking about the last kind of 6 months has been around the nervous system and the simulation theory of our realm, and how the only reason you think this place is real is because you think you can feel stuff, that we're only plugged in through our nervous system. If you couldn't feel anything, it'd be like you are playing an avatar in Grand Theft Auto. And this is where the miracle aspect of what Shungite comes and does its work. It's the reset to our blueprint, allowing the things like pain and plantar fasciitis and all sorts of things disappear either instantly or extremely quickly. Because it's like, spawning back into a game, it would seem. And that pain aspect of it, or the emotional journey that we go on,
and cause ourselves all sorts of heartache and hardships. But ultimately, when you're around the Shungite and it's enhancing your energy field and you're tapping into the future and listening to the Shungite voice to guide you to do things or to slow down or, just miss crashes in front of you, as happened the other day. A potential head-on collision on Sunday, but I was not rushing anywhere. I was just really calm and just driving around, and yet this car's like scooting around the corner on my side of the road. It's miracles like that where you're in the right bub your bubble when you're not being triggered and your cortisol levels are low and your heart rate variability is doing what it should be, and that's what we've what's been analyzed at the Bion Institute in Germany around this compound, and they don't know what the compound is. And all of the stress markers in 16 patients were completely calm, relaxed, as if the phone, 5G phone, wasn't switched on. And this is where a lot of people are misunderstanding how to measure these things when they're getting out their EMF meters and saying, well, there's nothing happened to the frequency. It's like, well, you're measuring the wrong thing. You need to measure the body and see how it's not behaving. It's not triggered by the 5G. It's not triggered by the Wi-Fi. It's in a calm and gentle state, and it's in its own bubble. It's doing its own thing, and its biofield is actually what's changing the 5G of the phone. And I always love that, thinking about these products in this way, that wherever you take them, you're changing the frequency of everybody else, of the room. You're not being affected by them or it, or this or that. And that's the magic of being in a Shungite being, that we are connected. Just sharing my connection to Buckminster Fuller's birthday, and that he was born in a town called Milton in Massachusetts, and my parents lived in Milton Keynes when I was born, and then there's a link to the Times magazine that was published on the 10th of January 1964 with Buckminster Fuller's, on the cover. And I said, "Rich, 10th of January," and he said, "What?" And I said, "That's the day we met." And then on the 10th of January this year, so 11 years to the day of me and Rich meeting, we got the official message back from the Bion Institute to say that, the compound that you, Nancy, developed is actually, 5G protection and energy enhancing. So it just, those dates, just roll around, and they mean something, and they put me in a frequency of awe and wonder. And you can't knock someone off the frequency of awe and wonder. It's not something that, when, people might say fake it till you make it. You can't fake the frequency of awe and wonder. You are either in that or not in that. And that's, those stories that I share with people is to for them to find the clues along their journey to the divine beings and the journey and why they're doing what they're doing, and or to give them the confidence that if they feel something needs to be done, that they should go and do it, because they're that feeling, that emotional, triggering that we do as beings or as artists or musicians or creators, I've just got to go and do this. I've just got to go and finish that, or do this, or do that. And you guys, Kelly and Joe, with the products that you make, you just got to go and get that soil sample. You've just got to go and do that and put it together, because that is, when you're a change maker, that's what you came here to do, is to do those strange little journeys. And this is where it's taking people into these miracle states that is resetting their blueprint. Anyone want to add to that?
I'd like to tell a story, because I don't know that people know about it. I mean, I'm always telling it, but I think it's so important. Back in let me think what it was. It was 2020. No. Yes, 2020. I was with a fellow. We were very much into 5G. We've been fighting it since 2019. We had podcasts. We had some of the biggest fighters in the world on the podcast. It was, moving around just really fine. And he sends me a message, and it's a link to an article on the internet for Russian, what was it? Russian news or something like that. Russian Today, I don't know what it was, but the article was about a meteorite that had slammed into Karelia. So I read the article, then I pull out the map and I figure out, okay, this is the city it's in. How far from the Shanghai is it? And what it they had pictures of it, actually, a series of pictures. I think it's, yeah, they got the video. I made this series of pictures. But this video show it was a church across the street from a camera. And you'd think that the camera was focused more on the church, but no, for some reason you could see the church, but the at least 50% of the video was the sky. Okay, so it's a very, very small shot to get this on video. And here comes this light that is, it's such an odd, the star Risa is about the blue that you get. It's not turquoise, it's not complete blue, it's this wonderful in between color. And it comes into the frame and then it gets brighter. And then as it's going down to the horizon, it seems to explode. So I'm looking at this and I'm figuring out, okay, how far away was it that when it exploded, and it looked like it was a couple hundred miles at least. So where is Shanga, the town of Shanga next to why we call it Shanghai? Where is that in regards to this camera? Well, sure enough, it was in a 200-mile radius. And I said, now I got to know which way was the camera pointing. If it was south, I said, this sucker just blew up over the Shanghai. Now, what's the odds of Shanghai being deposited by a meteorite and then, some million years later, another one comes in and lands on top of it? So, I'm a remote viewer and I'm very experienced at it. So I said, well, I'm just going to go find out if it did hit the Shanghai. So I projected into the Shanghai field, which I do very often because, I work for that field. Whatever energy's in it, I'm one of its, workers. So I go there, and what I had said before I did the remote viewing was, whoa. Okay, I want to see where this thing exploded. Well, I saw where it exploded, but unfortunately, I was right underneath it, and the darn thing explodes, and I'm underneath it, and all of a sudden, there's all these droplets of the same color. So I knew that whatever exploded was a plasma ball, but it also threw me out of the remote. And because I went back in again, but this time I was farther away. Let me look at it from a distance. I don't want to be underneath it. And sure enough, this thing exploded right over where the Shanghai bed is. And all these droplets, were falling on the Shanghai. Well, we have people that are in Shanghai. So I immediately got a hold of my Russian, American Russians, and said, contact the store. There's a store there. And find out, did this thing actually hit the bed? And it took a couple of days, but yes, they confirmed, yes, this thing, something exploded over the Shanghai bed. So then I got Walt Silva and I said, Walt, we need to take another reading on the Shanghai bed. Where is it energetically? And he's got all sorts of weird energy. I think he might have been reincarnated from Tesla. Because the guy just knows so much about so many things. And so he took a reading. And at the time, we had one of our co-hosts was a sound man. And so Walt's doing the math, and it's taken him longer than he normally takes. And so I, instead of just being silent for a minute or so, I started just kind of talking to cover it up. And finally, even after that, he comes back and he says, "Well, I got the number." And so I said, "Well, what is it?" And he spouts out the number, and the guy that's a sound man says, "Walt, there's no frequencies that exist at that level. How can you get that level?" He said, "That's why I took so long. I had to go over my own math." So it had been exponentially increased in its energy field. And up to that time, I did not believe that shungite alone, even silver-coated shungite, was enough to, let's say, reverse a 5G signal. It was way complicated. 5G signals are very, I was in electronic warfare in the military. I understand energies and signals. But once this happened, a couple of things happened. First off, people who were biometer type of people and stuff, they were seeing that, no, wait a minute, it is affecting the 5G. That was part of it. But the other part of it was that we had, I went on radio and I'm talking about this virtually as it was happening. And we had people that came and said, "Oh, thank God, I know now what happened to the dog's water." Because all of a sudden the dog's water had this blue tinge in it, tinge. And another person was at a pool and her husband said, "Where's that blue light coming from?" And she said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You have a blue glow to your chest." And she said, "The only thing I've got there is the shungite." So they kind of dismissed it because it was maybe a reflection off of the pool or something. But then he got up, he's walking away from her, and she said, "Whoa, do you have shungite in your pocket?" And he said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, your pocket is blue." And so, you know, people were seeing in a weird way. And I think that that was probably, if they went back and they figured out the date, it would have been shortly after the shungite had hit the field, where they're still seeing the glow, because there was an incredible glow from the plasma ball. But very real story, very documented. I did many shows on it. And the people that were there, you know, in Shunga, said, "Oh no, something exploded over the field." So I just wanted to pass that on in case you haven't heard it, because now, yes, silver saturated shungite, but because the shungite has been given another boost of energy from wherever the original energy came from, you know, some mystical place, some ET. I'm not gonna, you know, try to get my head around that right now. And this, I do have an idea about what happened, but there was an upgrade, and this happened in February of 2020, February 21st, 2020. And it brought me back to the Hopi prophecy. Now, the Hopis are an Indian Native American group that live in the Midwest of the US. And they had a prophecy. So this so-called prophecy, they, you know, you never know stories, they're stories until you might believe them. But they had this prophecy, and it had 10 things in it. And the prophecy said that when all 10 things had been met, then the last one was the Blue Star Kachina. And the story went that when you saw the blue star in the heavens, it marked the end of the old age and the beginning of the new age. And that's why that date, you know, February of 2020, is so important, because 10 days later, they shut the world down because of COVID. Now, if there wasn't a break between the old world and the new world, I don't know what other thing could happen. But there was definitely something in a very powerful supernatural high strangeness way associated with that event. That I just, if you haven't heard it, you should. And anybody that's out there, it'll, if you really think about it and you really, kind of like accept it as a possibility, probably a probability, it'll make a lot of things clear to you as to where we're really living in the cosmic reality, never mind 3D reality.
I've just had a look on the galactic calendar at the 21st of February 2020. And on that day, it was the yellow electric seed. And it says, I activate in order to target bonding awareness. I seal the input of flowering with the electric tone of service. I'm guided by the power of elegance. And that kind of, just a good day to for all of that to happen on, huh?
Yeah, the more you know, the more it all ties together, Cassie.
Yeah,
You
indeed,
know?
indeed. Yeah.
It's
What's
like, go ahead.
your birth date, Nancy? Do you know your galactic signature?
No. But I'm not particularly concerned with it.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, right now I'm doing this series of podcasts. It's called Woo Woo Reality. And it's autobiographical. I've been doing these podcasts for, I don't know, since 2013. And I would get talking with people and I'd say, oh, let me tell you a story. And there was a lot of, let me say, weird stories out there that I would tell. So some co-hosts of mine said, you ought to put these stories in a book. And I said, well, I do them on the podcast and I've written books and then, Cassie, what it takes to write a book. But what happened was that all of a sudden, all my hosts quit and I was without a show. So I started doing this podcast, a series of podcasts on my metaphysical woo-woo experiences. They're hour long shows, and I just started. I said I'll get the transcript of all the podcasts, and then I'll write the book. It'll be a lot easier that way. My point in telling you the story is when I started going through all of the different events that are woo-woo reality, it gave me a perspective on my life that I didn't anticipate because. It's yes, I knew I was on a mission. I knew I was on a path. But the various things that happened that seemed to be disjointed from each other, when you look at them in a whole way, it's like threads of a tapestry that they all come together and they make the weave of life. So when you guys come together like this, it's part and partial of a grand scheme. And I don't think it's inevitable. I think we may have to make the right decisions as we're going through it, that we are participants. We are sovereign beings. But it's almost like a, let's say, a plot to a story. Here's the story. Here's the plot. Do you want to participate? And so we take on different roles and bring in different information. And that's why it's so important that we have podcasts like this where, people introduce themselves and introduce what they're into. And hopefully the people that listen to these things begin to realize that you're never alone. You've got a whole bunch of soulmates out there. You just haven't connected yet. And to be confident in the fact that you do belong. You do have a mission in life. And not to fight, to feel. Okay. So Susie's telling us, I think, who's saying from Kelly? Okay. So Kelly's got to leave pretty soon. And Susie said she was going to need to leave. What are you guys feeling? What do you want to do with Cass?
I was hoping Jo might mention a bit more about the work maybe she's doing with the Bosnian pyramids and maybe see how that links in with what we've been doing with the compound, maybe.
Yeah, I'm really happy to do that. And thank you very much for sharing, Nancy. Fascinating. Really enjoying hearing you. And in fact, Dr. Sam Osmanagic, who found the Bosnian pyramids, is here in the UK doing a tour, and we're supporting him on that tour at Crystal Water Experience. And I think what's really happening at this time, and I love the word that you said, Nancy, was about our individual soul missions and our sovereignty, and the beautiful thing about Shungite being connected to the earth. And I think as humans, we are realizing just how disconnected we have been from the earth and the natural healing that the earth provides. I mean, people think that the earth and grounding is really about, putting your feet on the ground and dissipating static charge buildup. And that's a very 3D way of looking at it. When the earth is a quantum library of frequencies and information. And when we are able to connect to that information, we connect to the enormous earth grid and that quantum library. And if we have any dissonant frequencies and stuck energy, as we connect there, we're able then, because the power of the earth is much greater than that, we're able to kind of push those knots through and where the healing is. And what Dr. Sam has been showing on his tour around the UK is that those pyramids are active in a way that, the ones in Giza are not active in the same way at the moment. It's a very unique healing place. It is full of plasma energy and water. It's got a very unique structure. It is that complex is the oldest, largest pyramid structure in the world. It's the first one that's been found in Europe, although there are very many all over the place. And the work that they are doing in being able to show the healing benefits people are getting from connecting to the earth is enormous. And I think, not all of us, we can't toddle our ways to the Bosnian pyramids every day of the week. It's a short hop, skip, and a jump from the UK, a little bit further for you, Nancy and Mark, I guess. So being able to connect to these earth elements, and not just by having a fullerene or a carbon molecule, which is great to think about in 3D, but actually to have a quantum connection, something in your pocket, when you're not grounded with your feet on the ground, but you're able to connect to the earth and that quantum library. I think we're realizing as humanity that's extremely important. And we have in our work, we've demonstrated that, if people want to be protected from radiation or the harmful effects of, the dissonant frequencies of electromagnetic frequencies, not just in the 5G, what we've discovered actually, the lithium batteries are extremely harmful, and they're the things that are really, destroying our biofields. But we've discovered, if you take a green leaf off the tree and put it in your shoes, you're protected. The power of the earth is just incredible. And Shungite is one of the blessings from our Mother Earth. And I'm really glad that we're able to experience these kind of healings by connecting to the earth. And the pyramids are incredible structures. But I think they are in that place and in those kind of location and how they're built. It's got a concentration of energy that really should be all around the earth. But because of this net, this false etheric net above our heads in each and every day, we miss that. So we have to go and seek healing. Whereas when we can understand, we can quantumly connect with the earth. And use, very powerful materials of the earth, we can experience, that kind of benefit and healing and magnification of life force energy wherever we are. So, Shungite is a great advocate for that.
Let me just jump in here for a second, because we've been working on creating this, what's called the Shungite grid. And years ago, like 19 or something, that place, we put up a map of the world, and we get people to indicate on the map that they have Shungite. And it's amazing to see that worldwide there's Shungite. And only a fraction of people have put themselves on that map, and yet, there was, I don't know, thousands and thousands of those dots on the map. So, in inadvertently, I think that what we're doing here is using the concepts of the pyramids, and yes, they're not all on, but some of them are, but to make another secondary grid of essentially Shungite now all over the world. Remember, it was only located one place, and now it's all over the world. So it's another aspect of Shungite that maybe you do or do not know, that we've actually been able to track that, yes, every single country in the world has got Shungite now. And that's
Yes, Nancy. So,
since 2014. Well, like I say, 2014 was when I discovered it. And because I was a podcaster, and two of the two biggest shows at the time, because it wasn't a bunch of podcasters, we called it Radio Internet. And I was able to talk to tens of thousands of people about Shungite. And that's what t made it take off, was just that my job was to be a podcaster who finds a Shungite, then talks about it, that everybody else now has been exposed to. It's a phenomenal story.
And I really resonate with that. When I woke up, I remember my lifetimes being a grid worker, and I am still in this lifetime. So I understand exactly what you mean about the grid. We have created a similar grid with our technology, as in we embed the frequency codes into matter, and it can be shungite, quartz, limestone, or all matter. And I think it's very important that we do this at this time to protect humanity. And a lot of people aren't aware of the grid work that is being done on the planet. And in the last 18 months, we've got about 25,000 grid points across the Earth. And I think these grids are very important. So I loved hearing what you just said, Nancy.
Well, the thing of it is that anytime Shungite interacts with anybody's positive energy, can't do evil, but positive energy, every time it goes back into the grid, to the mother lode in Karelia. So when you put your energies into working with Shungite, it's recorded in the mother lode. That's why
Exactly.
this stuff is manifesting so fast. I've been in the mineral business for decades. You'll get something that's really, really out. Everybody's happy about it. And then, in about 4 months, nobody's feeling anything off of it. But that didn't happen with Shungite. Instead of depleting the energy fields because of that, all these people depleting it, it builds. Every time somebody interacts with it, that positive energy goes into the mother lode and then goes out to everybody that's got a Shungite, is a Shungite being. That's how I think it works.
I entirely agree with you, and we've come to the same conclusion. So it's lovely having this conversation with you, and like you said, right at the beginning, you were talking about synthetic shungite, and most people don't realise that actually that there are two grids on this earth, like major grids, and one of them is organic and is works with the earth and the Mother Earth, and is all natural materials. And there is a synthetic grid here, which you might call the Matrix, and it's been here for a very, very long time. And just like, they're trying to push this synthetic shungite, which does not belong to the original grid. And I think this is why it's being pushed, just like quartz. In electronics, they don't use natural quartz, they use synthetic quartz, and this is creating a synthetic grid which is not in harmony with us. And as I was talking about vortex fields before, it has the same kind of chemical structure, but in terms of its quantum field and the direction of spin, it's the opposite to what is in harmony with us and the rest of the Earth. And we must all make sure that, the food we eat, the things that we're interacting with as much as possible are coherent with the Earth field and its direction of spin. And that's why, the original mother point for the Shungite grid, it is where it is. Like you said, it builds up that grid. It's like a grid within a grid, as I call it. So we've come to exactly the same conclusion, Nancy. I think it's a very powerful message that you share, and it's information that I think is lost in humanity, but I think we're remembering very quickly.
Well, the other thing is that there's a grid, a weave of trees, a weave of water. I mean, that's the easiest way of explaining the let's say the alternate reality. And it's the grid, the energies, the way they're connected. Well, back at some point in time, Shungite, the water, the tree grid, they all came together. They all started working together. And of course, the human grid system of, Shungite people. So it yes, and it, I totally agree with you that, the truth of the matter is that we are living in two realities. And which reality is going to win? The one that works, and the one that works is the one that's natural.
Completely.
So you guys, is this a good time for you to break and to say adios? I mean, I'm not trying to kick you out. I just want you to feel comfortable leaving when you have to.
Oh, thanks, Nancy. I'm actually really loving hearing everything here, and my other call has actually been moved, so I'm really happy listening in still. Enjoy
Yeah,
Shungite if I can.
So I think me and Kelly have to go, but we are absolutely delighted to be on this call and to hear what you've got to say, Nancy. And we are delighted, to be working with both Susie and Cassie, because exactly as you say, Nancy, bringing these grids of information together just strengthens everything. And I think that's been our kind of role as humans, in order to kind of move things around the planet, connect to them, and grow that organic earth grid, and this is why it is more powerful, and that it's already won. It just depends on where you focus your attention as to what you think's going on, eh? So thank you very much, everybody, for being on the call, and a delight to meet everyone.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, much love.
It's
Keep
been
well.
fun. You be safe and
You well.
Shungite,
Shungite,
Shungite.
Shungite. Bye-bye.
Okay. Susie, anything else you wanted to mention?
At the moment, no. I'm just was blown away listening to what you have to say, and Cassie.
Well, I'm glad you.
I'll pipe up when I do. I'm a bit.
I'm so glad you could be with us and that you've
It's a pleasure. It's absolute honor.
gotten into Cassie's domain. Cassie,
It was
let me.
nice he hearing Joe. It was nice hearing Joe talking about the grounding and how, the very literal people take the grounding element of literally, you've got to go and stand outside, and it's just not always that possible. But I've certainly found when I've explored a few crystals, that things like hematite, I get so depressed holding or being around, or even if it's in the house, that I've worked out, don't be near hematite. And on the grounding aspect, my spirit animal for grounding is a hummingbird. You try and
tie a hummingbird to the ground, it's not going to be very happy. And this is where I find the shungite is really working with yourself and your frequencies in a way that ground you to the mother lode, like you say, Nancy in Karelia. And they open up your heart space. It's the fullerene that's the hexagons and the pentagons, and that's your heart chakra and your grounding chakra. So, once you're in your heart space, which the shungite's really amazing at enhancing, then all you're
Absolutely,
doing
yeah.
is grounding your natural, frequencies instead of going to the literal grounding or using crystals that might be a grounding crystal, but actually they're not for all of our souls, because we each have different places that we would need to ground to, as opposed to earth. Although obviously the whole thing about grounding is, in the literal sense, is getting rid of that inflammation. And what we're finding by putting the shungite in your shoes, I remember you saying years ago, Nancy, about putting the Bucky Band-Aids and things in your shoes, and that's what we're doing by putting the frequency compound in the fabrics with the socks and things like that, that it is taking people's inflammation away, and it's taking their plantar fasciitis away, and people are walking again, and people are I've seen videos of ballerinas doing videos of recovery, and people who haven't run for years now running instantly by putting the shungite socks on. So we are seeing miracles happening every day now. And I can't remember who was talking about it, but someone recently was saying that they were measuring telomeres. And I know from my first book, that's one of the things that the fullerene and shungite does, is it lengthens people's telomeres. And your telomere length is linked to your longevity. And what this chap was saying recently, he was saying everyone's telomeres are getting long again. They're getting longer. They're not shrinking back like they used to. And he doesn't know why across the planet we are getting these markers for longevity. But I think between the four of us that are here
Is
left on
that
the
Dr.
call,
David Clements?
was it?
I think Dr. David Clements, yeah. And I mean,
Right, I can't remember who it was. I was
the
just like, that's it.
Harvard physicist.
Yeah, okay. So he's talking about
Yeah.
every telomeres across the globe, it being lengthened again, and he doesn't know why. And of course, we're sat here going, yeah, we think it's shungite.
Well, the beauty of shungite is that it can do anything. I just know that it's possible that anything can happen with shungite. You've discovered the miracles that are associated with it, but you have to look beyond the shungite and say, well, who created the shungite? Who gave it to us? And when you get to that level of thinking, you have to be a spiritual person. It's almost like once you dedicate yourself to shungite, it's going to take you to a spiritual realm where we all belong. We're spirit and human bodies. So, yeah, I think that there's going to be a totally different the ascension. They talk about the ascension thing. I call it goody two shoes. This is a different kind of ascension. It's when we're returning to the original blueprint and bringing the energies in that sustained that. So it's an absolutely fascinating place that we find ourselves. And every time I see something, like you guys taking off with the shungite and things, I just thank God or the spirits or whoever's in charge of this that I was given the opportunity to participate in the learning curve. I've never seen anything like it. The
Yeah.
ability of, something to actually stabilize and be a real thing, not just for a flash time and space, but seemingly forever. And the other thing that I think it's doing, I think that I believe that we have timelines, and there's different timelines, and we shift between them. And just a real quick summation, when the Mayas were talking about a different, going into a new world, well, what that really was that as we approached 2012, all the timelines, available timelines, started collapsing. And when I call it a singularity, and then when we passed that point, the singularity, there were just a tremendous number of timelines all available again. And then they began to crash again. So that when we got to 2012, there was the goody two shoes, and then there was this other one, which was doom and gloom. When we got to the other side, there was goody two shoes and there was doom and gloom, but there was a third one. And that's the one that is dominated by the Shungite and the Shungite beings. So our timeline is getting more solid and it's corroding those other two. I mean, the goody two shoes, what, you trash a house and then you leave it? You think that's a good idea? I don't think so. I think you have to fix things. And I think that we're the fixers. The bad guys, well, that's not even an option. So that's what I think is happening, because not only is it stabilizing certain energies within the 3D planet, I also feel that the timelines are, this one's getting more powerful. Let me put it to you that way.
Well, one of the things that Buckminster Fuller is quoted as saying is, don't fight the existing system, just build another system, and the old, the other system will become obsolete. And that's exactly what we're doing, Nancy. With all of the developments that we're doing with clothing or the magnets on people's appliances, and they're saving money, or they're putting them on their cars and saving fuel, and there's going to be so many spin-offs that we're going to be kind of, consult, people come to us and say, how do we work with this? What we've got this idea and we want to use this compound, and we'll go, well, this is how you do it. And this is what's happening at the moment with these new spin-off projects that we're just so honored to be in the background, just kind of, cheering, going, yeah, that's how you do it, carry on. And this is with the
Anything new left?
next generation that's coming through. They're not interested in the mind, body, spirit shows. They're not interested in crystals. They're not, they're interested in looking good in a particular type of clothing. And that is what's about to launch, in a way that is going to rival, and overtake the biggest clothing companies in the world, because what these projects are doing, it providing something that not only looks good, feels good, but does stuff for you. And it, like you're saying, it puts you back in the blueprint, where Rich talks about how we've been living underground all this time, and we think that's normal. And so when you step into your Shungite reality, your experience of yourself with the Shungite, and things start working better, and you have extra strength, and you're not being depleted, and you're not being affected by your phone, what's actually happening is that's how you should have been the whole time. But people think it's a miracle, and it's like, well, yes, it is a miracle, but actually, this is how you should be, without any of those influencing frequencies. And that's where it's showing itself to people across the globe in a very exciting way.
Let me give you a real quick, again, summary thing. But when Walt and I first got together, it's like the end of 2014 and into 15. During the entire year of 15, he can build energy devices that are outrageous, and he would get his guides would tell him, take this and do that and da da that, and he'd have this device that he had no idea what it was for, but he'd send it to me, and then when I'd get it, I'd go. Oh, I'd get like a download of an operator's manual. So One of the things that we ended up with was this cube. Okay, and the thing is about 6 inches by 6 inches by six, a cube. And it's filled with shungite, and there's six shungite spirals in it. When it got here, I put it in the middle of the floor, and I said, okay, turn on, because he had turned it off. We know about turning it on and turning off these devices. And I said, okay, turn on. Well, the sucker went like, and I was like, oh, no, turn down, 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 until it was like a purr. This thing was the most energetic device he'd ever sent me. So this became called, we call it the cube, all right? Well, then right after that, he sends me a radionics box. And I'm going like, what am I supposed to do with this, Walt? He said, I have no idea. And then I get the download from it. That what they wanted to do was they, well, we talked about it on live radio. And I said, okay, what I think this is all about, and I'm just going to throw it out there and we'll see what happens. Because we were talking timelines, we'd been talking timelines, and I said, they need another timeline, another timeline into reality. And I think we can create it. We're just going to take this space over here that's not being used by anything. And hold a second. This space over here, and we're going to put in the energies that we want to see on that timeline. So for the next year, we were putting in different energies by putting it through the reality dialer that would then go to the cube. And all of this is documented. We started out with the pink rose, because the pink rose is metaphysically interpretation is security and protection. So every energy that we put in there, we put the normal ones, joy, happiness, prosperity, things that everybody would sort of, yeah, I want that in my reality. But then we put in some very metaphysical type of energies. And it took over a year. Every week we were putting in a new one in. And then in this thing was not in the middle of my floor anymore. It was out in what's called the Merkabah, which is an incredibly powerful point. And it was in the Merkabah. So I could feel that, yes, indeed, we're building something, because energetically we're building something. And then we sort of forgot about it. But as I went, a decade into the future, I went, whoa, all of this is attributable to that process that we went through. We're living in the cube reality. And so I don't see that anything is going to happen, except we're going to have a lot of good times coming ahead. I mean, we've been lucky. We've had good times, but we're going to have even more good times. And so isn't all the people of the earth that are shungite beings, whether they know it or not, whether they've ever seen shungite or not. And shungite is just it's a part of a big, big puzzle. It's not, we shouldn't worship it, or we should. It's a tool that we were given by higher knowledge to create a third timeline that's one of, for lack of another word, perfection. Nothing's ever perfect, but this is as close as we can get. So anyway, that's the big secret here, is that, we're building a new timeline.
Yep, I'm on it. Susie's on it.
I'm actually holding a Merkabah shape.
Into the mic.
At the moment, I'm currently holding a piece of shungite, Merkabah, since the beginning of the call, because it's what brings me, grounds me, because I love working with the sacred geometry, and yeah, it's very powerful.
Oh, Susie, tell us the story about the Cloudbuster that made you, and when you were at that event and you kept popping out with it and it was clear in the clouds.
I have that. I've got the Merkaba on one side. I've got the Chesterhedron on another, which is the tonic shape of the heart. And I have your Cloudbuster here. And I use them all the time because I am a very air person and I need grounding just to stay together in these times, you know. As you say, but at the Portal to Ascension, literally there was such a high frequency going on in this room, the different people there, and I was having to pass your Cloudbuster around, and people were coming to my stall, and just oh yeah. It was like the main feature of the event because people would just say there was too much and they needed to come down, and just harmonize people so they could stay in the room. There was one lady who had the one of those big of the big balls, and she had to sit there the whole time. It was the only way she could be in the room. But yeah, it really works for people, and they're whew.
Yeah, we just posted up a really big Cloudbuster to a lady in Scotland a couple of weeks ago, and I told her to, have a little bit of a quiet time before she put the poles on it, so she could, key into any messages and frequency changes. And as she started putting the poles on, she started seeing different frequency waves in her vision. And as she held the base, it was then tingling her spine. And she said, but she had been suffering from a bad back, so the energy straight from the Cloudbuster was going straight to her spine, to show her that that's where it was needed to send its energy to.
Wow. And I have to say, Cassie very kindly sent me a mat for my m mother to sit on with her compound in. And she's been a lot better. A lot better
Oh,
in the last.
yeah. Yeah,
So
it's
thank you
from
for that.
another lady that that we work with. Her mum had has a dementia, and she's had to take the shungite mat away from her mum because she was having the needs assessment come round, and her mum was way too grounded and way too normal. So,
Yeah, everything's going really great.
Yeah, really putting the shungite into the fabrics in this way is really, really affecting people so profoundly, fantastically. It's amazing. Yeah.
And I still have your socks.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need some gloves, Nancy? I've just been doing some gloves.
No, I'm living in Florida, remember? No, besides which, I have shungite ring on. And a two shungite pendants.
Oh, what about, do you need me to send you a mat for your dog?
A mat for the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, and send me some more of the butter.
Of course, the body butter from Susie, of course.
You've got to make sure you keep it in the fridge in
So
Florida,
this
yeah.
is different than the butter you sent me the last time.
So no, you like it's Nancy, you have the body butter. That's the one you really like. Susie, when you finishing making that this week?
Yeah, this week it will be off to you.
Send it as a gift. You won't have to pay a tariff.
Oh, is that so? Because I've been paying the 10%.
Well, down here, if I used to when I used to have the Shanghai show, if I went international, not all the time because I didn't want to, get busted, but I would decrease the amount of money that I was claiming for one thing. And the other thing I would do is like if it was between me and somebody I knew, I just say this is a gift, and it would go through without any tariffs. I don't know if you got it on your side.
Yeah, I'll double check on the gift status. Yeah.
Amazingly, it
I
seems
used
to
to
be
send
easier
it
to
right
send to
through.
the US than Europe for us.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, well, I
Yeah.
thank you all for being here. Anybody got anything else? Mark, you want to say anything?
Yeah, so you can promote her, name the website, new products, anything new with the blog and the new books, of course.
So orafimshungite.com. That's ORAPHIM Shungite. I'm sure everyone knows how to spell Shungite by now. And we've got some new 100% linen, 100% organic linen and bamboo massage couch mats with the compound in, with matching linen eye masks as well. So really, really working with these high frequency fabrics, as it's been proven that the Shungite's increasing the amplitude on the waves, then we want to work with higher frequency fabrics. So they are phenomenal. And the mats that we're talking about, we've got some in polyester, and I'm just waiting for some more of the smaller linen ones. So they're not quite on the website yet.
The eye masks are amazing too.
People love the eye masks. And so we've got a really lovely range of cashmere and bamboo socks, which are infused. Really amazing effects with those. And we've been working in the studio over winter on new jewellery ranges with the silver activated shungite, of course. And we're bundling those with new books and just doing some money saving bundles for people because it's tight out there at the moment for people. But like as we're saying, things are, very close to turning around. It really does feel like, it can't get much worse. It's so
Well, don't say
ridiculous. Well,
that.
what I mean is, it's coming to a point where we're going to pop through into a new reality. That's where I'm
Critical mass.
that's the one. Yeah.
Listen,
So yeah.
don't send me anything. I want to go over there and take a look at some of your new products. I started to and then got distracted.
Yeah, sure. I'll double check in with you before I put anything together. But yeah, no, thank you everyone for such a wonderful time today and catching up. And I'm looking forward to coming back and sharing some big news very soon.
Yes. And
Thank you so much.
I'll
Yeah.
send you guys the link. And Susie, it's so delightful to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
And
Really lovely.
I appreciate you. And Mark, well, I hope you have a good day, darling. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, great meeting everybody. Very fun show. Let's have you back soon. Thank you.
Lovely. Big love.
Thank you all for listening. We will see you next time. And please be safe.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.